Today's podcast is brought to you by Howie's VIP Studio Visit. The Captain will be back starting the first week of May. To order your tickets before they are all sold out, go to HowieCarShow.com and click on the VIP tab. Enjoy the podcast.
She's the Boston Herald's wittiest wordsmith, the last woman standing at the Whiskey Priest. Once a very legitimate magazine that we definitely didn't make up named her the Michael Jordan of radio. Wait, don't you think we're laying it on a little thick here, Grace?
Just stick to the script.
Oh, okay. Live from the Aviva Trattoria studio, it's the Grace Curley Show.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the last hour of the Grace Curley Show. You know, when we first started this, Jared, it was like 3 hours, man. Woo. And now 3 hours just doesn't seem like enough. The news goes by so quickly and we have so much to get to. I do want to go back here to the Hunter Biden story. Because there's, like I said, this is a tiramisu, okay? It's a delicious tiramisu. And there's layers to it. So the first layer is the fact that, and this is going to tell you a lot about Hunter Biden's new book, Brian Stelter loves it. He thinks it's a winner. And, you know, I wrote...
There's no time for potato heads.
I wrote about the vaccine passports, and I was thinking about vaccine passports, and I was like, you know, if Joe Scarborough is really behind an idea, that is a really crystal clear indication that it's not a good idea, that if anything, we should steer clear of that idea. And by the same token, I would say that if Brian Stelter is just slobbering over a new book and saying how wonderful it is, I probably am not going to pick it up. I'm sure he was a big fan of Andrew Cuomo's book, and his latest must read is Hunter Biden's book. He calls it extraordinary and breathtaking, but no one can say it quite like Stelter himself. Let's play this cut four.
Tell you what, I've read a lot of memoirs. I've never read a memoir like this one before. This is Hunter Biden's book, Beautiful Things, that comes out on Tuesday. It is extraordinary. You know, you've heard about Hunter Biden over the years. You've heard all the tabloid coverage of Hunter Biden. You think you know his story. We know that right-wing media is obsessed with him. Fox News always targeting him. And there are real questions to ask, including about that laptop that CBS is probing, that CBS asked Biden about in an interview that's airing today and airing again tomorrow. But this book about addiction, about how many times Hunter Biden could have died, the president's son, it's breathtaking.
It's breathtaking, Stelter says. I remember when the laptop story was coming out, Stelter was one of the people who was really poo-pooing it, you know? And he had an interview on some podcast, and the Washington Examiner, Susan Ferriccio, was on the interview as well. And we'll find the old cut, but Susan demolished him. Because she's like, wait a second, we all ran with your Russian hoax for 2 years, and now this laptop is just a treasure trove of information, and you don't want to go near it. And Brian Stelter said something like, don't you dare question my ethics. Let's play that. Let's play that old
thing. Yeah, but that didn't stop any from reporting the Mueller and the dossier and all that stuff.
You're bitter. Now, I understand that you have a lot of resentment about
it. Now we have ethics. Okay, now we have ethics.
Don't you dare act like newsrooms didn't have ethics in 2017 and 2018.
Well, I know they did. Well, you can don't dare me all you want, Brian. I've been doing this for 30 years. So say whatever you want. It's my view. And I have a right to say it.
Don't you dare. This is CNN. All right. This is CNN. And, you know, under our president, Michael Avenatti, this country will not be talked about in such derogatory terms. Susan Ferriccio, this is CNN. This is real news. Brian Stelter cracks me up, though, because I love how he says that, Jared. Like, oh, and CBS is probing. CBS is probing. I mean, I guess they're asking the basic question and not really getting much more out of him. And I don't think Hunter Biden, there's some people that if you were to interview them, they would be tough to crack. You know, there are some people who you're not going to catch them in a kind of whoops moment. Hillary Clinton, for example, people who have been doing this for years and years and who are, you know, pathological liars and have their lies pretty down pat. I don't think it would be that hard to slip a gotcha question in with Hunter Biden. And you know what? Eddie Scarry from the Washington Examiner had a great piece. Hunter Biden continues to debase himself and embarrass his father. Does Hunter Biden hate his dad? It's kind of hard to come up with any other conclusion as he embarked this week on a book tour to promote his new memoir, Beautiful Things. Reprising humiliating details about his crack cocaine addiction and every other seedy detail about his unseemly life. Jared, that is the cue for the Parmesan cheese cut, please.
You know, I spent more time on my hands and knees, picking through rugs, smoking anything that even remotely resembled crack cocaine. I probably smoked more Parmesan cheese than anyone... anyone that you know, I'm sure, Tracy.
So he's talking to CBS's Tracy Smith. Those remarks from the son of a sitting president who campaigned on restoring the soul of America read like something Larry Flint would have written as a parody for his Smut magazine. Except it's real life. And it's not as if Biden is recalling a memory from the distant past that we can all laugh about as he turned his life around. And that got me thinking, because I'm like, there is a real big difference here. People have called in before when Howie's done segments about Hunter Biden. And, you know, I used to phone screen a lot for his show. And people would say, you know, I have, you know, a son or a daughter who struggles with this and it's not funny and, you know, blah, blah. And I would think we're not making light of the fact that he has a problem. But your son or daughter, I'm sure, wasn't allowed to make millions of dollars with foreign banks. And I'm sure that they didn't have Secret Service protection and their, you know, ex-girlfriends slash sister-in-laws weren't dropping their guns off in trash bins. There's a double standard here. This guy has had a lot of privilege that regular people who struggle have not had. And on the flip side, which Eddie Scarry points out, it's not like he's someone who really struggled in his 20s and then came out on the other side and now can talk about it from a distance. As far as we know, this was very recent. And it's not, now I'm going to go back here to this piece. It's not as if Biden is recalling a memory from the distant past that we can all laugh about. He's 51 years old, and it was just this past fall that what looked like relatively recent and very embarrassing photos of Biden surfaced along with other very cringe-inducing information about his personal life. These are normally things that a person would want to forget, but Biden is dead set on ensuring that we all remember again and again. President Joe Biden has got to be horrified by his son, and if he's not, he should be. Let's play another cut here. This is cut two.
And your father chased you?
Yeah, because I tried to get into the... I tried to go to my car, and my girls literally blocked the door of my car. I said, Dad, Dad, please, you can't... No, no.
Yeah.
This was the hardest part of the book to write. And he grabbed me. In a hug. Mm-hmm. And grabbed me. Give me a bear hug. And he said... he just cried. He said, I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do. Please.
What did you think when you heard that?
I thought, I need to figure out a way to tell him that I'm going to do something so that I can go take another hit.
Yeah.
It's the only thing I could think.
Now, I will give him credit for the honesty in that sense. He doesn't, I'm sure that's actually what he was thinking. You know, drug addiction is extremely intense and, you know, you are always thinking, you're not thinking about, oh, my dad's so sad or, you know, my kids are heartbroken. You're thinking about where am I going to get my next hit? But I think what's being missed in all this, because these news outlets are going to talk about how he really, you know, broke down the story and how sentimental and how heartbreaking it is. And maybe that's all true. But the laptop had a lot of other information on it that a lot of people would like to know if it's true. And let's listen to his response after months and months of the media and Jack Dorsey and all these people telling us that the New York Post had it wrong, that it was Russian disinformation, that it couldn't be trusted, that it had been debunked. Listen to what Hunter says about the laptop, cut one.
Was that your laptop?
For real? I don't know.
I know, but you know that.
This is, I really don't know what the answer is. That's
you don't know yes or no if the laptop
I don't have
was
any
yours.
Idea. I have no idea.
So could have been yours.
Of course, certainly. There could be a laptop out there that was stolen from me. There could be that I was hacked. It could be that it was that it was Russian intelligence. It could be that it was stolen from me.
No. It couldn't be all those things. It really couldn't. It couldn't be all of those things. And you mentioned a few things that I think it is. I don't think it was stolen. I think you dropped the laptop off at a repair shop and didn't come back to get it. Just like you returned a rental car with a crack pipe inside. And I have to say, I know, and I keep saying this, but I know it's a tough issue and I know people struggle with it and my sympathies to all those people, but this family, they lie. They lie and it's nothing to them. It could be my laptop. Yeah, it could be. It could be. Is it or is it not? Like, where's the pressing? Where's the, you know, I don't want to play the imagine game, but can you imagine if this is one of Trump's kids? Of course you can't. Of course, they'd already be in prison. It's just the double standard is maddening. And this guy has gotten away with everything under the sun. But what's her name? Tracy Smith. Hey, Tracy Smith, she really gave him a tough interview. So I think we're all set now.
Yeah, they really probed about the the laptop, as Brian Stelter said. So nothing to see here. Move along.
They probed. They dug into it. And you know what? I feel good putting it away. I think we've had enough. I think we got our answers. You know, Brian Stelter can say, it's a heart-wrenching, beautiful book. What more do you need to know? Now, I'm still curious about the tax investigation, but we'll get into the Biden's taxes in the next segment. Guys, I have to tell you about a product that I've been loving, but I'm going to wait till the other side. We will be back. This is The Grace Curley Show.
You're listening to The Grace Curley Show. Grace Curley. She's the cool kid at the lunch table.
I want a hamburger. No, a cheeseburger. I want a hot dog. I want a milkshake. I want potatoes.
You'll get nothing and like it.
This is The Grace Curley Show.
Now, there's something I don't think I've ever shared this with the audience, but everyone knows I love coffee, I love salsa, I love wine, I love chocolate. But what people probably don't know is a lot of those things are triggers for acid reflux. And I've had acid reflux since I was in college, really. And I tried everything under the sun. But it's tough. If you have acid reflux or heartburn, you know, it's tough to make it actually go away. You know, everything's a quick fix. It's hard to make it go away. And nothing really worked long term until now. Balance 7 is your one-stop shopping to help increase your energy levels, aid in digestion, heartburn, and so much more. Check out balance7.com and learn why balancing your body is so important for the performance of your entire immune system. Simply drink a total of 3 ounces a day, and within 72 hours, most people begin to have more energy, greater clarity of thought, and just feel healthier overall. Order your 1 month supply at balance7.com. Use code word GRACEFREE to save $10 and get free shipping. And not just that, but if you're one of the first 50 to purchase Balance 7, you'll receive Smooth Skin, an exfoliant and deep cleansing skin conditioner valued at $13.99, but you will get it for free if you're one of the first 50 to purchase. If you struggle with acid reflux like me or heartburn, you've probably tried it all because it is the worst feeling, especially when you're trying to go to bed. And I can tell you that none of it compares to Balance 7. Order now and receive $10 off a 30-day supply, free shipping, and a chance to receive Smooth Skin Conditioner at no extra charge, all by using my code word, GRACEFREE. That's GRACEFREE. And again, you want to go to balance7.com. All right, guys. Now, I have to tell you that there's a lot of news out there about these shutdowns. A lot of people are... I mean, I really don't have to tell you this. A lot of people are losing it. I talked to a lot of family members over the Easter weekend, and people said, well, you know, everyone's going to have the opportunity to get the vaccine by the end of April. So it should be over by then. I'm thinking to myself, what does that mean to me? Oh, we're going based off logic. Is that what you're going with? These people pushing the COVID shutdowns and the masks, they're not going based off logic. So please do not base your ideas off of that, because they're going to do whatever they want. That has become increasingly clear. But there was a wonderful, wonderful story out of Calgary. A Calgary church pastor confronted police and it went viral. So he's trying to celebrate the Easter weekend. It's the holiest week in the Catholic Church. And these policemen come in, and from what it looks like, they were doing something that's fairly common nowadays. They go in and they don't have a warrant, and there's really no laws on this. It's not, you know, nothing we're doing is against the law. And they're just kind of, oh, it'd be a shame if something would have happened to your service. You're not following the rules. It's just a lot of bullying. It's intimidation. And if you know the law, you know that they don't really have anything to go off of. So this pastor, his name's Arthur. Arthur Pavlovsky. Beautiful pronunciation, Jared. And he's the head of Calgary Street Church in Alberta, Canada. And he did not hold back. This went viral for all the right reasons. You can hear the rage in his voice. And if you're like me and you're going crazy at this point in the lockdowns, you will love this clip. Let's play it.
Please get out. Get out of this property. Immediately get out. Okay. Get out of this property immediately. Out. I don't want to hear anything. Out of this property immediately. I don't want to hear a word. Out. Out. Out of this property immediately until you come back with a warrant. Out. Okay, out. 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 Out of this property immediately. Out. Immediately go out and don't come back. I don't want to talk to you. Not a word. Out of this property. Out of this property immediately. Out. I don't care what you have to say. Out! Out! Out of this property, you Nazis! Out! Out! Gestapo is not allowed here! Immediately, Gestapo is not allowed! Out! Do you understand English? Get out of this property! Go! So go! Go! And don't come back without a warrant! Out, Nazi! Out! Out!
That the woman who's, you know, heading up, leading up the charge, she's got the mask on. She's Karen City, and you know what the Karens are like when they start lecturing you on this stuff. They're really like mosquitoes. Like you just keep going. He keeps saying out, and she just doesn't stop. It's like she's speaking to a brick wall. She does not care. She's going to keep going with her lecture, with her cue cards, with her points to make about social distancing and stopping the spread and saying, and you know, you have to follow the rules. And when he says, the last time there's been three videos during the lockdown that really struck me. One was the restaurant owner, I think in New York, who put his chairs outside. And then he left them outside and he got fined and shut down. And the people, the health department came in and he started screaming at them. And you could hear the heartbreak in this guy's voice. Like they were so evil and callous. And he was just struggling so hard to keep his businesses alive. Number two is that parent that we had on the show. I think it was in West Virginia, who was screaming at the school board committee and saying, my trashmen do more than you cowards. You know, they risk their lives, get these kids back in school. And three is that guy right there, that pastor. I mean, you can just, if you listen to that and you don't relate and you haven't felt that way about something during this lockdown, then you're listening to the wrong show, because I don't relate to those people at all. I'm over this. I'm ready for it to end. I think Howie Carr, when he comes back to Massachusetts, he might be having a couple of those rants himself. Ouch!
Ouch!
I love it! That's going to be a permanent drop on this show. All right, we'll be back on the other side with producer's picks. This is the Grease Curly Show.
You Nazi psychopaths.
Live from the Aviva Trattoria Studio.
Welcome back to the Grace Curley Show. It's, you know, this is 2:30 and we got to give the people what they want. But before we do that, today's poll question is brought to you by Covfefe Coffee. I'm going to hold it up for the camera right now. How beautiful is this packaging? Making coffee great again. From the MAGA dark roast to their drain the swamp medium roast, Covfefe Coffee has it all. They really do. We have it here at the office. I know that Howie is going to be making this every day when he gets back to Boston. To order today, go to doyoucovfefe.com. I'm going to spell that out in case you're unfamiliar with Trump's infamous Covfefe tweet. It's Covfefe. So it's doyoucovfefe.com. And, you know, guys, this is great just to have, but it also makes a great gift to send this to someone who's a Trump fan. They'll get a kick out of it. And make sure you check that out. Jared, what is the poll question and what are the results thus far?
Will CBS issue an apology for deceptive editing?
No, I do not think they will.
Elizabeth Warren will love this. 99% of the audience believes no, they will not. To the 1% who say yes, they will.
Very good, very good. We're all on the same page today on that one. All right, guys, I'm not going to make you wait any longer. It's your favorite part of the show. It's time for Producer's Picks.
And now, the feature so many of our listeners wait for each day, Producer's Picks.
All right, you guys know how this works. Every day, Jared scours the internet for his favorite stories. He keeps us abreast of the sports world and other issues that I sometimes don't get around to. Jared Diglio, take it away.
All right, well, speaking of Covfefe coffee, President Donald J. Trump yesterday issued a Happy Easter statement. It was short, it was sweet.
And it was so, so Trump.
And it was so Trump. So, a statement by Donald J. Trump, 45th President of the United States of America. Happy Easter to all, including the radical left crazies who rigged our presidential election and who want to destroy our country.
You know, say what you want about Donald Trump, but when he says, you know, Merry Christmas or Happy Easter or whatever it is, Happy July 4th, he usually always extends it to everyone.
He's inclusive.
Even the crazies. Yeah, he's inclusive. He wants everyone to feel involved, even the radical left-wing nuts in our country. And for that, I thank him.
So, from one president to another, obviously, because COVID and science and everything, the Easter Bunny was at the White House today, and he was on the balcony with Dr. President Joe Biden and Dr. Jill Biden. And, of course, they can't do the traditional Easter egg roll where they invite kids to come and do, you know, hunt for Easter eggs on the lawn there, much to the chagrin of children who want their hair sniffed by the president everywhere. But the Easter Bunny.
Jared, you are not holding back. It is Monday, and he's just, he's coming out with the knives today.
But the Easter Bunny is wearing a mask.
No, I was
on the balcony. The picture, yes, the Easter Bunny.
I was just going to ask you as a joke, was nope. The Easter Bunny wearing a mask? And then in my head, I thought, even the Biden administration knows how crazy a look that is. Are you being serious?
I am being serious. It is it's a magenta or garnet maroon mask on the Easter Bunny with glasses. And I know for a fact that fogs up. But yes, the Easter Bunny is wearing a mask. So the real question here is, for one, Dr. Anthony Fauci. What do you have against Easter? Because you remember, Dr. Fauci himself went to the North Pole on his own dime and vaccinated Santa Claus. Why did Dr. Fauci not vaccinate the Easter Bunny? Why does the Easter Bunny have to have a mask? Why do you hate Easter, Dr. Fauci? What's going on?
I have a few questions here as well. It's not even a question. It's just, this is so, so sad.
Yes.
This is really, really dumb. I mean, come on. The Easter Bunny has a mask on. You know what we need, Jared? We need a sound cut that is basically, to summarize it, it would just be, this is why we can't have nice things.
Okay,
this is why we can't
find something.
This
like
is why we can't have anything anymore. They ruin everything. And you know what? I'm not Jared, I'm not going to go on a tangent and take away producer's picks, but I want to say this really quick. I was having a conversation at Easter dinner yesterday with some family and some friends, and I said, the mainstream media and our current culture have ruined absolutely everyone and everything. It's like the Shameless scene where, you know, they want to name the school after Michael Jordan. No, he's a gambler. Barack Obama. No, he wasn't nice enough to illegal immigrants. Gandhi. No. Martin Luther King Jr. No, he was a womanizer. No one is good enough in the eyes of Gen Z and these cancel culture trolls. But so the Easter Bunny has to wear a mask. Everything is terrible, you know, to put a positive spin on it. But I want to say this one thing. You know who's one person that better remain perfect and the media better not come for? And he's passed on, which is very sad. He's one of my favorite actors, James Gandolfini, a.k.a. Tony Soprano. If I wake up one day and there's some Vox piece about why Tony Soprano was problematic, if people start going after James Gandolfini, that's it. That's the one last thing everybody loves.
They're going to put a CGI mask on him, CGI face mask in the reruns that stream.
I will not stand for it. You guys ruin absolutely everything in this world. You leave James Gandolfini and his memory alone. I'm just putting that out there preemptively.
Noted.
Thank you.
So we talked a lot about Hunter Biden. He is many things to many people. He is, you know, he's an addict. He's the smartest man Joe knows. He's friendly with his sister-in-law. There's a lot going on. He's a complex individual. But thanks to Politico, we now know something about Hunter Biden, the artist, since I always forget to mention the artist, something we did not know about Hunter Biden before this Politico article about Biden's infrastructure plan, specifically high-speed trains and how they will not be in there. But it turns out that Joe Biden loves trains and has written that the Amtrak staff provided him with another family entirely. There's a station named after Joe in Wilmington, Delaware, and in 2006, this is a quote from the Politico article, his son, noted locomotive expert, Hunter Biden.
Wait, really?
Yes. So in addition to being an artist, an entrepreneur, an international businessman, he is also a noted locomotive expert.
He is like the talented Mr. Ripley. What can't this guy do?
He is just everywhere.
I did know, though, that Biden is a big train guy, because I said that to Howie once, and he was like, yeah, that's been his whole shtick, is that he's like an everyman, takes the train.
Yeah.
But I think there's a story about that he was running late and they actually had to stop the whole...
Jeez.
I got to double check that. But he might be the guy who made the trains not run on time. But again, allegedly, let me look into that. Maybe I'll ask Howie in the next segment.
I mean, I know Hunter understood rails. I didn't know he understood trains as well.
Jared Diglio.
All right.
Just shooting straight fire on this Monday afternoon. So ouch.
Speaking of masks, we just mentioned the Easter Bunny ridiculousness. The Department of Health and Human Services is offering $500,000 in a mask design contest. Now, I have been very vocal about this kitschy COVID mask industry business, you know, accessorizing your mask and all that stuff. And listen, if you got to put masks on kids, I understand they're kids. You got to give them like their favorite cartoon characters or something fun to do with. But if you're an adult and you're doing this mask accessory, now they're like offering people to design masks. I mean, the dystopian craziness of this is driving me nuts. But if you want to design a mask, the Mask Innovation Challenge, Building Tomorrow's Mask, it's a partnership between the HHS's Biomedical Advanced Research and Development Authority and the National Institute for Occupational Safety and Health. If you want to design a mask, try to get $500,000. Go for it. I don't know what the rules are.
$500,000?
Yeah. Hey, you know
what?
Isn't
there some hamster study they could be using that money on, or some Pakistani gender study?
You know what else you could do with that money? I don't know. Distribute it amongst people whose businesses have been closed by COVID, or maybe on the next stimmy check, don't have a contest and give that $500,000, that $500,000 to people who need it. The citizens. I don't know. I'm just spitballing.
Jared, I'm going to tell you this right now. You could never work in government.
I could not.
That is a That is a horrible, horrible idea.
Actually, I could. Where's my take off of that? Where's my skin? Where's my 10%?
Oh, there you go. Now you're, no deal too small. Now you're talking.
On this date in 1923, Taylor's going to love this, Louis Armstrong stepped into the recording studio for the first time as a member of King Oliver's Creole Jazz Band.
I got trees of green, red roses too.
Please keep going.
No, I think that's, I just like to give people a taste. That's all they need. Just a taste. I love Louis Armstrong. I actually am petitioning to have Louis Armstrong be maybe my wedding song. It's either that or, like I said, Chaka Khan, Ain't Nobody is really in the top two. But we shall see. But I love Louis Armstrong. Big fan. You know, you can't.
Yes.
Nobody has that voice.
He does not. Also, a couple celebrity musical deaths on this day. 1994, Kurt Cobain.
Oh.
And 2002, Elaine Staley of Alice in Chains. We know my love for this Seattle music scene.
Yes.
So there's that. And as a geek, I would be remiss if I did not at least reference that in Star Trek lore, today is First Contact Day. On this day in 2063, we made contact with aliens. So that's something to look forward to in the future.
2063, we made contact. You know what? I don't have anything to say to that.
What can you say? It's such a beautiful moment. You're at a loss for words.
I wonder who's going to be president when that happens. We'll find out. Maybe it'll be, you know, a Biden or a Trump. Who knows?
I'm sure Major will be president by that point.
Roof? How is Major? I've been wondering that.
Well, I believe it was Politico again. They talked to four celebrity dog experts, Cesar Millan and a couple other people I've never heard of. Celebrity dog experts on what's wrong with Major. Maybe I'll bring that up in tomorrow's producer's picks.
Honestly, if the celebrity dog psychics that they brought in at the beginning of this couldn't foresee any of this coming, then I don't think these celebrity dog experts are going to be much better. By the way, there was a great tweet this weekend and said the national average price of gas in the U.S. has risen 20.8% since the end of January. It's on track to hit an average of $3 per gallon this week. And Jesse Kelly, he's a conservative radio guy, he retweeted it and said, yeah, but the tweets have been really nice. So it kind of all evens out.
No Oval Office under President Trump, just saying.
So I just want you guys to know, if you're filling up your tank and you're like, oh gosh, the gas is so high, just remember that. Joe Biden's got a lot of cute, cute tweets out there where he's wearing a mask and he's saying, let's get after it. No malarkey. Come on, man.
No joke.
All right, guys. Allergy season is here, unfortunately. It's always kind of, you know, there's good and bad of the spring. You love seeing the sun come out, but the allergies, the pollen is just there. And Jared knows this very well. Jared, before I let you take it away with your allergy expertise, this week my friends at Eden Pure are offering a free UVC portable light that you can carry easily in your purse or pocket. These sold out immediately during the Cheap Astor deal just a week ago, so they're going to do this again because warmer temps are creeping up and people seem to really love this product. Now, the Thunderstorm is a small device you can hold in your hand and pack easily in your suitcase for travel. With this week's offer, again, you will not only have clean air with a thunderstorm, but a clean surface with a UVC portable light. For this week only, you can get yours for free. This is a $79 savings, and it is just while supplies last. But obviously, this is a great deal because of the UVC portable light. I mean, everyone seemed to really, really want to get their hands on that. But it's also a great deal because the thunderstorm is such a wonderful product. It works well with, you know, if you have, whether it's tobacco smells or pet smells or musty basement, this is the product you want. Any unwanted odor. To get your thunderstorm today with the free portable UVC light, go to EdenPure.com, click on the radio banner, and put in code GRACEDEAL. That's EdenPure.com, the radio banner, code word GRACEDEAL. With the Eden Pure thunderstorm and their UVC light, your air will be clean and your surfaces will be clean too. We'll be back on the other side with Howard Lawrence Carr. Do not go anywhere. This is the Grace Curley Show.
Follow Grace on Twitter at @G_Curley. Start the afternoon off right.
Now what? Here comes a girl. Here she is. This is just the best part of my day.
It's Grace Curley.
All right, everybody, it's time for your favorite part of the show. But I said that about producers' picks, too, but they're tied for the favorites. It's time for the Carr crossover. Now, I have Howie Carr with me here. Hello, Howard.
Hi there, Grace.
Howie, can I just add this in for my listeners? In the last segment, we talked about Joe Biden and his love for the train, and I wasn't 1,000% sure on a story I had, but I just looked it up. Longtime Amtrak commuter Joe Biden gets fitting send-off. All right, so when Joe Biden was a U.S. senator and Delaware resident, he was frequently running late for his trips on the train, and then at the time that this article came out, he said, "There was always some mechanical difficulty that lasted for a minute or two," Biden said with a smile. "I have to admit that now." So, Howie, I can assume that means that the trains did not run on time for Joe Biden.
Yes, Grace. I mean, as a former commuter rail rider who bought a monthly pass, that's how often I took it, I would be apoplectic. Yeah, as a matter of fact, I'm apoplectic never having ridden that train, just hearing that. That they would hold a train for this nitwit, a guy who, can't walk and chew gum on his best day, couldn't walk and chew gum on his together on his best day. That they're holding the train for this idiot? They're holding me up?
So he can take the train and get like a nice photo op, you know what I mean, and say, "Oh, I love the train so much."
Yeah, talk about how he goes back to the club car and talks to the gay conductor who wants "Don't ask, don't tell," and the club car, the guy and the waiter or whatever, the bartender, and then he gets off the train and says he gets a Somali cab driver, of which there weren't any in Wilmington, Delaware, probably still aren't. And it's just one lie after another with this guy. It's just, if you lie about your commute on the train, what else? There's nothing else you won't lie about.
I know. And you know what, Howie? That's the thing I'm figuring out about these Bidens. There's not a lot that they won't lie about. Right. You know, there's no lie too small. What's the expression you always say? There's no graph too small.
Yeah, everything on the level, everything is a deal, no deal too small.
Well, there's no lie too
small.
Well,
you know what Reagan used to say about Jimmy Carter? He said, the President of the United States says he likes to take cold showers. And he'd pause for a second and say, if someone will lie about that, they'll lie about anything.
It is so true. If you're lying about the stupidest details of your life, you're probably lying about the big ones. Howie, speaking of, though, Joe Biden, did you hear this story about... And again, I don't want this to destroy your faith in the integrity of big tech, but I guess YouTube is deleting dislikes from Biden White House videos.
Yes.
And the reason I bring that up is because Jared has always noticed, he watches the YouTube streams when he's pulling sound for my show, and he notices that he usually does get a lot of dislikes, but I guess they're deleting them in like long intervals to make it less obvious. But how pathetic is that? The YouTube has to run cover for Joe Biden on his videos.
I mean, all this stuff. If hypocrisy and sanctimony were a sanctimoniousness were a communicable disease, the entire country would be in its sick bed, or if not its death bed today. I mean, the hypocrisy here. This whole thing about Major League Baseball. How about CBS advising people how to protest Georgia?
Oh.
And then refusing to give up, not even commenting on the fact that they have the contract for the Masters golf tournament.
Yeah, well, they changed that headline, Howie, so don't worry about it. It was only out for a few hours. By the way, guys, today's car crossover was brought to you by Covfefe Coffee, making coffee great again. From the MAGA dark roast to their Drain the Swamp medium roast, Covfefe Coffee has it all. To order today, go to doyoucovfefe.com. I cannot say enough great things about this coffee. I can't wait for Howie to get back, because he's usually the guy who's making coffee around the clock in the office. All right, guys, Howie's got a huge show planned for you today. Don't go anywhere. You've been listening to The Grace Curley Show.